Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. Our story begins at LaGuardia Airport, where Mac and Raven are waiting for Todd, Hannah, and Marty at the security checkpoint.
I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong, back in baby's arms.
Raven, this waiting is killing me.
Oh my God, now it's so hard!
Here he is, Raven. Your baby. Uncle Marty.
Huh.
I'm so happy to see you.
He's so big. Hi, son. It's your dad.
Mac, he looks like you.
No. He looks like you.
Your son is home, Mac.
Let me hold him.
I don't know if I can ever let him go. He's safe and sound now. Nothing is ever going to happen to him again.
Oh, you're right. You're home, Marty. Your mother's going to take very good care of you.
We all are.
Bless you.
Thanks.
Todd. I see you caught Hannah's cold while you were away.
Yeah.
I wonder how that happened.
Leave them alone, Mac.
Come on. Let's get out of this airport and get Marty home.
Good idea. But not before I thank the both of you. Raven and I are so grateful to you. We will never be able to repay you for finding our son.
Oh, Mac is right. Thank you both so much.
You can thank Hannah. She had a hunch about Mandy and followed through.
You don't have to thank me. I'm just glad to have my baby nephew home.
Well, we can catch up in the car. You're coming home, Marty. You're coming home.
In the Westside Hospital, third floor waiting room, Rex is talking with Ellie.
Rex, how's Mom?
She's the same as she's been since yesterday. She's totally wound up about something.
Have you figured out what it is yet?
No. She's been this way since Mac saw her yesterday. He was just in there for a minute and told her about Marty coming home.
It must be something else. Maybe her physical therapy isn't going well.
I know it's frustrating not to be able to talk, and she can't use her left arm or hand. They're working on it in therapy, but in the meantime, they've told her to practice writing with her right hand, so that she can communicate to us in a better way.
I can only imagine the notes Mom would write.
Well, I just want her back at full strength. And if writing with her right hand will help her feel better, then I'm going to encourage her to keep working on it.
Yeah, believe it or not, I actually miss the old Mom. Having her lie there not saying anything is just too easy.
How are things going with you anyway?
Well, Murphy's is going okay. But I may be taking a new job soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll let you know if it pans out. But if it does, maybe even Mom can be happy about it.
Outside Chuck's apartment, Chuck and Dara have just arrived.
Here we are.
Home sweet home.
Now, if I could only find my keys.
Hey, Chuck, you finally back?
Just got home this minute. What's going on, Lucas?
Not much. Waiting for Alexandra to get home. I see you're babysitting again.
Babysitting? You think I need a babysitter?
Hey, I'm just asking, that's all.
Lucas, this is my daughter, Dara.
Daughter?
Look, it's a long story, and I'll explain it to you and Alex later, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever. I'll see you around.
Chuck, do I have to?
He's not so bad.
Yeah, listen to your old man. I'm not so bad.
Well, I can judge for myself. I don't need anyone telling me who to like.
Looks like you're gonna be having a lot of fun over here, Chuck. But I have to get going to the store. See ya.
Bye, Lucas. Here they are. Welcome to your new home, Dara.
At Mac and Raven's apartment, they have just arrived home and are talking with Connie.
Marty is sleeping. I don't want to take my eyes off him.
I know what you mean. We waited so long to get him back.
Hannah's up there with him. And Todd is asleep in our room.
Good. He needs his rest to make sure his cold doesn't get any worse. He has to start his new job tomorrow.
Raven, he is so adorable. I'm so happy for both of you.
I'm just glad you could join our celebration today.
And Clint will be here soon. My watch is correct. His plane should be landing about now. He's going to drop off his things at our apartment and then come right over here.
We both have our sons home.
Marty will be very excited to see his cousin Clint again.
The feeling is mutual.
So, Connie, fill us in on what's been going on with you.
Yeah, how's the new job?
Work is good. About what I expected.
Have you met anyone interesting?
Have you been talking to Clint?
Well, he did tell me about a guy you saw play with one night.
My son has a big mouth. Yes, I've started seeing someone. His name is Adam Johnson.
Hey, that's great. Does he work at your firm?
Not exactly.
Then what does he do?
He actually works at Wilson's Diner.
The diner across from Westside?
Yes, you might as well know. He busts tables there.
Wow. I thought you went for fellow lawyer types.
Well, normally I do, but there's just something special about Adam. I mean, we're just friends for now.
For now?
I don't want to be a snob. I'm not saying it will go anywhere, but he's made me feel good at some of the worst times. And we have a connection that I'm not willing to just ignore.
Then hey, you shouldn't.
I agree. He sounds like a great guy, so go for it.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.